I think about last September I finally decided that the time had come when really there just wasn't anything left. But not knowing when to do it, I had to be careful that there was going to be nobody here who would try and stop me from doing it, and I couldn't give anyone any reason to believe that the time was getting close. But then when the two kids, the teenagers, decided to go to Nelson about the middle of January, I decided that that was going to be the time. And got the young girl to get the aspos for me and take them out of the paper and put them into a jar. Put them into a jar, right? A jar. A jar. Then they left in the morning to go to Nelson,
aspos.
And when the nurses came in the morning, I told them that I didn't need them in the afternoon. And take them out of the paper. And that there was the kids that had something planned for the afternoon. But I didn't know what it was. Jane, about the middle of I didn't know what to take. I really didn't, but I knew that 10 would kill a child, so I thought near 100 would surely do the trick. I was quite convinced of that.
Strange sensation of the body sitting there absolutely still, you know, and this last tray and that on the chest, just terribly sort of pathetic, you know, not nasty.
And then the young girl, 16-year-old, the homemaid, came in because it was school holidays, and my homemaid was on holiday. And I asked her to take the tablets out of the jar because the jar didn't belong to me, it was full of jam and I had to return it. And put them in a coffee cup on the kitchen table and fill up a large glass with water with a straw in it. And then she left at 12 o'clock and it was awfully hard waiting. I couldn't wait to get started, but I had to be careful that somebody didn't just call in on the spur of the moment and maybe suspect what I was up to. And the nurse said she'd bring back about 4 o'clock just to make sure that I was comfortable and was sure that I didn't want to go back to bed. So there was nothing that I could do before then. I made a couple of phone calls to people that I rang frequently but didn't give any hint of what I was planning to do. felt really good. In fact, they even remarked over the phone, strong muscles standing. Need her help. She wasn't on the phone, so I knew that the office couldn't check. So I rang the office and told them I didn't need an evening nurse. And rang someone else who was supposed to visit me the next day and make an excuse as to why she couldn't come. And that was it. I went into a room, bedroom that wasn't, took the water through the straw in her mouth and went forward and put it into the coffee cup and went back and got more. And was quite elated that I'd managed to do that without knocking the water over or knocking the coffee cup with the tablets over. And then I drew it through the straw and drank it down. It was ghastly. Really foul. Really foul. Really foul. Really foul.
One thing struck me when we went was how alive she is.
She's very good at the moment.
Wow. it was 11 o'clock and the nurse was there and I was in a hot bath and the doctor was there, but I don't remember any of that. I was in a coma and was taken to hospital. And they say it was about 4 days before I was aware enough to know that it hadn't worked, and I really couldn't believe it. All that planning and everything had gone so smoothly. And then it hadn't worked. And I was angry and resentful, and there was people out there dying, young people, healthy people, and I wanted to die and couldn't. It's been 2.5 months now, and I still wish that it had worked. I'd like to get the opportunity to do it again. But I know now that everybody's aware of what I could do. And as far as having holidays where I have a strange homemade in, and the rest of the family not being here, and ringing people and making excuses for them not to come, that just wouldn't work again. And I don't see any other way that I could do it.